and welcome to the podcast Biblical Question. We are excited you have taken time out of your day to listen to our podcast. For more information about us, you may visit our website at biblicalquestion.com. We will tell you the web address again at the show's end. We encourage you to open your Bible and follow along as we study the Bible. Now here is your host, Joseph.
Well, hello there. Thank you for tuning in and downloading our podcast. We're excited and blessed that you have done so. Have a Bible, I would encourage you to open it up to 1 Peter chapter 3. 1 Peter chapter 3, we're going to continue our series in 1 Peter. Today we're going to talk about husbands and wives, that God allows and honors a good marriage. In fact, God provides for a good marriage. We've noted that some of the main instructions start pretty much the same way. In what way is that? Well, the phrase is similar to the Bible's word, therefore. We have to look at the truths that we have stated in previous podcasts, really, before we move on here. God gives us truth, and He gives us instructions in the same way. So, make note of this here. We're going to look at the key verses here in a moment at 1 Peter chapter 3. Let's look back just for a moment, please. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 12 says, "Live in such good lives among pagans that though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds, glorify God on the day He visits us." Again, Christians are to do good in all areas of our life. We are to stand against evil and do good because Christians belong to a good God. But we can really only do good when we return to this good shepherd, Jesus. Again, Peter chapter 2, verse 25 says, "You were like sheep going astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd, the overseer of your soul." Again, so in order to do good, Christians are always to remember what Christ has done, listen to, pray to Him, and of course, follow Him. So, as we read in chapter 3 of 1 Peter, doing good as a Christian wife and as a Christian husband comes into play. And so to those of us who are not married, does this mean that you can just go to sleep or not worry about this podcast or this part of the Bible? No. There are plenty of biblical principles in this passage, I think, that apply to all Christians. Whether you're married or not, or someday you want to be married, Christians do not really know what they are getting into, I think, before they're getting married. And so you really ought to listen up, especially if you're young and thinking about all this stuff. The passage, I think, is very personal and actually might be difficult for many of us. And so let us take some time here as we go through these texts to listen to it, open the Bible, and follow along. So, I'm going to read the first seven verses. So, read along with me. It says, "Wives, in the same way, submit yourselves to your own husbands, so that if any of them do not believe the word, that they may be won over without words by the behavior of their wives." Verse 2, "When they see the purity and the reverence in your lives, your beauty should not come from outward adornment, but not by hairstyles, wearing of gold jewelry, or fine clothes. Rather, it should be that your inner self, the unfading beauty of the gentle and quiet spirit, which is of great worth in God's sight." Verse 5. "For this is the way the holy women of the past, who put their hopes in God, used to adorn themselves. They submitted themselves to their own husbands." Verse 6, "like Sarah, who obeyed Abraham and called him her Lord. You are the daughters of her if you do what is right and do not give way to fear. Husbands, in the same way, be considerate as you live with your wives and treat them with respect as the weaker partner, as heirs of the gracious gift of life, so that nothing will hinder your prayers." Okay? So I know some husbands, you know, think their wives ought to just continue to bow down, and they treat them like a piece of carpet or whatever. Can't be a Christian and do that. Sorry, guys. And why is that? Because Peter says she is an equal heir to the kingdom of God. She is not below you. She is not above you. She is an equal heir. So why do we know that God wrote this stuff? Well, first of all, if you see a man just simply writing all these things that we call the Bible, a man would mess it all up. And if a man just wrote the Bible, we could not include that command for husbands. So God wrote the Bible. If he says submit, that's what he really means. However, we also know that God wrote what we are reading because God explains it in the context. God says submit in every way. What way is God talking about? Again, we noted here from 1 Peter chapter 2, all Christians are to submit to all authorities unless it is a sin against God. And so in order to submit to all authorities, in order for wives to submit to their husbands, they first must submit to Jesus. We can also see here that as we're reading, these words are from God, because God tells us that there are positive results in following his instructions. Here in verse 1, God is good. God and all his instructions are always good. Wives will be blessed with godly husbands when they submit to Jesus and to their own husbands. Now, ladies, that means God's really on your side. And, of course, us men really need all the help that we can really get. We really will not change for the good without God in the house. So, ladies, please take notice here. You really have a big role in helping the men in your lives with spiritual matters. We cannot force spiritual growth on anyone. We cannot control anyone but ourselves. It's the hardest lesson in life for most of us to really get. However, we can create an environment for spiritual growth. And wives can create this, a good spiritual environment for their household, their families. And notice what else we note here that God desires for the wives. Verse 2 says, live pure and reverent lives. In other words, keep it simple. This basically means live with God's presence. When we think of the true God in our presence and we yield to him, we will have a pure and really reverent lives. And when we do this, we create a good environment for spiritual growth for all of those around us. All these instructions really support one another. And why is that? Well, because all these words really come from one person. That's God himself. And another reason to appreciate the Bible is the Word of God. Again, look at verses 3 and 4. This actually goes along with the attitude of living in God's presence. How many of us who claim to be Christian actually really truly believe that we're living in God's presence? I mean, I don't know about you. That's something that we really need to remind ourselves, including me. So for what is the first thing that God looks at in a person? I really believe it's the heart. I think it's since Genesis chapter 1. It's always been a heart issue, even with Adam and Eve. So, ladies, please notice this. God starts with the statement, your beauty. Every person, I think especially women, were created by a beautiful God. And therefore, you are to keep in step with your beautiful God. But again, it must start from within your heart, within a gentle, quiet spirit. We'll get more into this here in just a moment, I think. So, notice here again now in verse 5. It also gives us help by godly beauty, I think, starts with this holiness and hope in God. Can a woman really do all of this? And verse 6 reminds us of an ordinary woman, Sarah. I mean, she is a sinner, like all people, but yet God was pleased with her. And I think Sarah is the example of submission and beauty. I don't know, ladies, who your hero is. But again, look how God ended his passage for verse 6 here for the wise. I mean, there is no need to fear to do what God said, for he will provide everything that we need, not only for wise, but for Christians, period. Live by trusting and obeying Jesus alone. Now, guys, it's our turn. I mean, did you listen to what God said to our wives, to the women in our lives? I mean, somebody might be thinking and listening, I want to tell you about my wife. Well, think again, Mr. Know-It-All. I mean, more importantly, look again at God's Word. Verse 7 says, husbands, in the same way. And yes, that means go back and look at chapter 2 again of 1 Peter. But if we're really listening, in the same way can refer to what God just said about our wives. Guys, as Christian husbands, not aren't we only to do what God says, we are also to apply the principles told to our wives. Christian husbands are called to be spiritual leaders of the home. And this is some of the issue with Adam and Eve. Adam was to be the leader of the home, but if you really study that out, it was really Eve in the end, and that's really what got Adam in trouble. He was not fulfilling the role that God had placed on him as a man. Christian husbands, again, not only are we only to do what God says, we are to apply that same principle to us that God explained to the wife. Christian husbands, again, are to be the spiritual leaders, not the dictators, not the guy holding the whip. I think the English Standard Version says something like, likewise, husbands, live with your wives in an understanding way, showing honor to the woman as a weaker vessel, since they are heirs with you of grace of life, so that your prayers may not be hindered. The New American Standard Update says, you husbands in the same way, live with your wives in an understanding way, as with someone weaker, since she is a woman, and show her honor as a fellow heir of grace of life, so that your prayers will not be hindered. New King James Version says, husbands, likewise, dwell with them with understanding, giving honor to the wife. Is it giving honor to her to make her your personal slave and worship every step that you take? The weaker vessel. I mean, I know some women don't like to hear you, but this is a biblical description, and I've always kind of looked at this as the man being that old cast iron skillet. He's rough and tough, and he's really hard to break. But the lady at the table is not the cast iron skillet. She's the fine china. Very delicate, very beautiful, very precious. And so, what does it really mean to be considerate to your wife? I think a husband should know his wife's godly needs and really help her with those in a positive attitude. I mean, again, verse 7 says that you are to treat your wife with respect. Husbands are to show and give honor to their wives. And I think we've noted again here that the Greek word honor refers to value. Do you really value your spouse? Christian husbands are to show value and to give value to their wife. Again, in verse 7, God states that husbands are to see their wives as joint heirs. They are equal heirs to the kingdom of God. Jesus died and bled for them just as much as he did for you. What a reminder for husbands to remember that they really are equals. They are not. They're dictators. I mean, men can be really hard on their wives. And if we are, we need to go to God for forgiveness for sinning against the wife that God has blessed us with. But yet we seem to forget that God forgives our wives of their sins just as much as He forgives you and me as men. God loves our wives no matter what they have done, and so husbands are to see their Christian wife in Christ and through Christ's eyes. And at the end of verse 7 here, God blesses the obedience. Again, note there that there is a hindrance to prayer. And this is the reason why we should confess our sin before God and have our hearts cleansed by the blood of Christ with our prayers. So, let us simply close this podcast here by looking at biblical principles for all of us. Whether we're married or single, I don't know that it really matters here. First of all, submit to the Lordship of Jesus. Let us note that no matter who we are, what we think we are, or what we say we are, Jesus is always the Lord. He has created everything in the entire universe. You know, and I have stressed this, I don't know how many times over the years in the podcast, and of course from the pulpit, that Jesus is the creator of all things. He is God. There's only one God. And God revealed Himself through Jesus in the flesh when He walked on this earth. Nobody else could raise the dead. Nobody else has the authority to forgive sins. And if you read John chapter 1, Colossians chapter 1, those two chapters come to the top of my head, two different writers who very clearly state that Jesus created everything that is seen and unseen. Even the Apostle Paul would give that credit to Jesus. You know, it's really not easy at times, it seems, you know, for husbands and wives to get along. I mean, every moment of our lives, we really need to decide who will be our Lord. Is it going to be Jesus? Another person? Entertainment? Food? Some form of recreation? Extended family? The dog? The cat? The goldfish? I mean, there are so many things in life that really just simply can take over. So we really need to submit to Jesus. And to Him alone, we actually might be allowing the devil to be our Lord without submitting to Jesus. I mean, second of all here, we need to help one another in Christian faith. And don't be this spiritual stumbling block to somebody. Don't use God as a threat or some fear tactic or show love. And ask yourself, are you really creating a spiritual, healthy environment for those who are around me and those in, you know, that I'm married to? Or am I actually lending or encouraging others to sin against God? Because they look at my life and they see what I do. I lie, steal, cheat, commit adultery. You know? People do see that. You claim to be Christian, and you're so open about other things. Thirdly, I think Jesus must be our fashion consultant. I mean, and it starts with our hearts. Ask Jesus to search your heart, to cleanse it with His blood before getting dressed. Ask Jesus what He thinks of what you are putting on. You know, it's kind of sad, you know, we talk a lot about the wives here and the husbands, but you know how many times I've watched married women dressing very provocatively, even in church, when that should be reserved for in the home or in the bedroom with her husband? You know, ladies, if you make, whether you're married or not, and you make married men turn and look at you because the way you're dressed, I'm not saying it's not appropriate to dress nice for church or worship, but if you're revealing way too much, and ladies, you know what I mean, perhaps you shouldn't be wearing that to church. Let Jesus be the fashion statement here. Remember, what we're really supposed to put on is the full armor of God. And know, husbands, what really hinders your prayers. If you're not treating your wife with the respect that God is expecting out of you, your prayers are probably hindered. And I know a lot of guys, I've watched them over the years, being from the pulpit type thing, being the pastor or the preacher, whatever, the minister, whatever word you want to use. And I sit here and I watch how husbands treat their wives in the privacy of their home and how they treat them at church. Sometimes you wouldn't even know that person, be honest about it. So let's respect each other. Being married is a serious step in obligation, and I think so many times in the Western world, especially, and the church has failed miserably of trying to teach what marriage is really about. You know, so many people enter a marriage with so many false expectations. They enter it for financial reasons. What's in it for me? As a business proposition. I'll stay married to him or her till I get what I want out of the relationship and I'm moving on. And the church, again, really has failed to really stress the issue of the importance of marriage and what marriage is really all about. And so, again, I hope that you're enjoying this 1 Peter series. I hope that you will tell others. If you have missed any podcast at all in the last 4 or 5 years, you can go back to our webpage and you can listen to them. You can download them. And I know occasionally somebody or somebody does do that because it's pretty obvious what's happened. They've discovered us and liked it or whatever, and they've downloaded them. And so tell others about us, and hopefully this would be a good teaching tool to help people want to get to know the Word of God better. Know who Jesus is, how we live our lives. Know, listeners, know the Word of God. Study it, love it, appreciate it, and apply it. Again, I want to thank you for listening. Again, may God bless you, and may He always have the glory.
Thank you for listening to this week's podcast. Be sure to hit the like button and follow us on your podcasting app. Please check out our website at biblicalquestion.com. All one word, all lowercase. In addition, we have a prayer request page, a way of contacting us, a statement of faith, and other resources for our listeners. Do you have a Bible question you would like answered on a future podcast or prayer request? We would be honored to hear from you and add your prayer request to our list so others may pray for you. Subscribe to our newsletter and follow us on our social media accounts. Again, that is biblicalquestion.com. Thank you, and may He have the glory.